Doctors have known for several years that a popular injectable form of contraception can cause bone loss among women. A study in the latest issue of Epidemiology found the bone loss is largely reversible. But researchers don't know whether adolescent girls whose bones are still growing may suffer lasting effects, NPR's Vicky Quay reports.
The contraceptive is Depo-Provera. One shot prevents pregnancy up to 3 months. In the early 1990s, studies in New Zealand and Australia showed that the contraceptive could cause bone loss. So researchers at the University of Washington recruited nearly 200 women between the ages of 18 and 39 who were getting Depo-Provera, and they compared them to more than 250 women who weren't. They measured the women's bone densities at the hip and spine every 6 months for 3 years. Endocrinologist Susan Ott is one of the study's authors. She says they found the drug clearly causes bone loss.
The women who were taking the Depo-Provera were losing about 0.5% every year, and the women who were the controls were gaining about 1 to 1.5% every year.
This might not sound like much, but the researchers calculated that after taking Depo-Provera for 4 years, bone density at the hip would decrease about 6%. That's comparable to bone loss caused by breastfeeding or menopause. The findings weren't all bad. When women stopped getting the shots, bone density levels rebounded. The only exception was among the 18 to 21-year-olds. Their bones were slower to recover than those of the older women, even after 2.5 years. Again, Dr. Susan Ott.
So we're a little worried that some of the changes might have been more permanent, but we can't really say for sure yet until we do more studies.
Now, the teenage years are important bone-building years, and researchers are worried that girls using the drug today could be at higher risk of a fracture later in life. Depo-Provera is popular among teen girls. And many doctors, like Barbara Cromer of Case Western Reserve University, credit the longer-acting contraceptive with helping to reduce teen pregnancy rates in this country.
And so I think we need to be very careful, first of all, to examine these clinical issues in as rigorous a way as possible, as well as balance these results and these findings, you know, with the clinical needs of the patients.
The National Institute of Child Health and Human Development, which funded this study, has funded 3 other separate studies looking specifically at the effects of Depo-Provera on adolescent girls. Vicky Quay, NPR News.